table.
Stop talking. I'm recording. You're listening to episode 37. You're listening to episode 37 of the Nerdcast podcast.
Why don't we just redo this
one? Because we're recording it right now. We recorded the actual podcast a few weeks ago, and we're just recording the intro now. So, Toner was there, and Matt.
I know, why don't we just start this over?
We're recording the intro for the podcast. So, Matt, it was Matt, Toner, myself, and sound guy Steve. Cue the music.
To the broken sound, you're the only one that can calm me down. My head spins in circles, so I'm dizzy now.
So, what do you guys want? Do you want to do the best openings of a movie? Do you want
to do the soundtrack? Let's go through.
Yes, let's go through some.
You did research. You did homework.
I did a little bit. Yeah. Well, I know
you
there's
the
a couple.
Anti-Joe. You were the anti-Joe. You did your homework. Did you do your homework?
I remember what we talked about over email that one time, but
That's about it.
That's it.
You didn't. You had all. Well, you're jerking.
Well, see, when you talk about, like, when you mentioned
got this house to myself.
When you mentioned The Dark Knight, I was like, "Fuck."
That
because
it's hard
here's
to
how
be-
I look at it. Here's how I look at it.
Well, okay.
The best opening of a movie.
Yeah,
is where
best opening.
It,
we'll
it
start with
catches
that.
You and you're like, I'm into this fucking movie right now. I'm ready to see what happens next. Because then I was gonna tangent off of that topic for our next topic after that to go, what movie caught you right away? And then it turned out like, oh, this is a piece of garbage. This was an awful movie. You thought it was gonna be good because the beginning was really good, and then just went downhill from there.
Okay,
but let's save that.
Okay,
so
well,
save it.
You
want
to do movie?
Dark.
You want to do like movie or just like do something like I don't know.
Right. Let's just go best movie.
Okay.
Best movie opening.
Best
and
movie.
The
openings.
First two that we mentioned on email were Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. And Saving Private Ryan.
Yep, that's who I have. That's on
and
my list.
And those
two,
yeah. And the only one I've come up with since then
has
been Guardians of the Galaxy.
The opening because of why would you justify? Because
there were two things.
Okay.
They showed, first off, him with his mom.
Okay.
And
oh,
that set
yeah,
the tone
emotional,
for the movie.
Connection, yeah.
And then the next thing they went to was him dancing through to get the orb.
Yeah.
And both those just set the tone for the movie,
yeah,
and
I
it
agree
was
that.
Perfect.
And so that makes your top. Because did you make a top five at all, or just make
no?
Just
those are the
some,
those
three?
Are the only three I have.
Three best movies with best openings. So Steve,
and
what do you have?
Saving Private Ryan? I know I mentioned this in email, but when the guy bent over to pick up his arm,
yeah,
I was cracking up, and the old veterans next to me got so pissed.
They should have fucking killed you. That's what they should have done.
The
but
fact
I,
you
I,
laughed at that, you were
you,
fucked
you were,
in the head, dude.
How often do you ever see a movie where a guy just kind of dazingly bends over and picks up his arm?
Did you look at the? Did you see the trailer I sent you for Nolan's next movie called
Dunkirk?
I did
not watch it.
It's Dunkirk, I believe, is the name.
All I seen was like the teaser. No, I haven't. No,
that's all it is. Is a teaser.
Yeah, you hear like a plane coming, or you hear something.
They're on
a boat.
They're on the boat. It's like
the
same thing. Same thing as Private Ryan, where they're all. I don't even know what those boats are called. But they're
the fucking death traps.
No, well, yeah.
But Saving Private Ryan, I didn't know what's going on. They're on the boat. The door opens up and just riddled with fucking bullets. I'm like, what the fuck? Nobody warned these motherfuckers? Like, hey, they're shooting at us.
That was the most intense opening of a movie ever.
Yes. Most intense.
Easily.
Yes, most intense.
The Batman one, the only thing I can say about Dark Knight that took away from it is they released that whole opening before the movie came out.
Yeah.
So you knew what you're getting into, but that sold you on the movie.
Yeah. But
thankfully, I didn't see that, or I didn't watch that. I didn't spoil that for me.
But getting back to the Dunkirk thing, getting back to your fact you laughed during Private Ryan, which you should be shot for that. But if you look at the Dunkirk one, it's, like I said, I don't know what those boats are that they went onto the beach with, but it looks like a fucking semi-trailer, but just the back half of the trailer cut in half in the open part.
Yeah.
It's an open coffin.
You hear the bombs coming. You hear all that. They caught an extra smiling during the scene. They caught the extra looking up and grinning like, oh, they're coming. And he like bends down and is like trying to hide himself smiling. And I was like,
Did they cut it?
Scene's ruined. Yeah, it's in there. It's in the
shit
trailer.
That should not be.
Yeah, basically. Well, I don't know if it's in that, but it's in there.
It will be probably.
If it has, I haven't listened to the podcast in a long time.
I haven't heard it
it's
recently.
Awful.
So
you just see it and you're like, this should not be in this movie at all. But what do you have, Steve, that you're itching to get to? What's your best opening scene?
Top Gun.
Relive it for me, because I'm trying to think about what it was.
That, by far, sound-wise, that's
because
the
best.
Because
what was his name? What was his because it wasn't Maverick at that point. He was the wingman at that point. Maverick and Goose were his wingman. He couldn't cut it.
Iceman?
Who couldn't cut it? No. Who couldn't cut it?
Cougar, Merlin, and Maverick and Goose.
Cougar turned in his wings because he couldn't cut
yeah.
it.
Cougar's but no, but the, just but the thing yeah. is that whole thing from the beginning of
it was
the,
intense, yeah.
With the Paramount thing where it comes in and you just start the music and then the fucking F-14s and all the... There's an Tomcats, and then, oh, God, I can't remember what the fuck that name of that is. But all them fucking things, the sound quality of that, like, sound-wise, I haven't seen Saving Ryan's Privates or whatever.
You've never seen the movie Saving Private Ryan?
I've seen a little bit of it. Since I saw it in theater.
I saw a little bit of it, but just those war movies, they don't do it for me. Really? But that right there, that was fucking mind-blowing. And for some reason, I don't know why, because you already know it, but the opening of Back to the Future 3. From when it's the scene from Back to the Future 1 when he's going back to 1985.
He sees himself going back, right?
No. Where it's...
Marty just went back to the future. Marty just goes around the corner.
Those two right there, those are like... Scenes. But Top Gun is, I'm going to say, as far as like opening-wise, Top Gun was... Yeah.
Do you think the scene has to be intense for it to be a great opening scene?
No, it's... That it's just that one is because like they're like they like on Top Gun they're focusing on afterburners and shit and just the fucking sound of it like back then in the '80s.
Could you imagine the sound system today doing Top Gun?
Oh, I've watched that. That's what I'm saying. Seeing that now, oh my God, I've watched it a couple times and it's fucking crazy.
So
I mentioned in that email, I thought of Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I thought about that opening. I mean, it's for me.
Was that
being,
the war?
Oh, yeah.
The survivors, you know, had to deal with it. It was like, it goes the war against the machines. And then that T-800 steps on the skull.
No, yep. Those are the scenes that you know are really great, is when you can remember something that minute when you have something, the stepping on the skull. As soon as we say stepping on the skull, we all know what we're talking about.
Right.
You automatically know what that movie is.
Well, no, it's just because, the other movie's like, okay, they're walking around, blah, 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 and all of a sudden you just hear, it's like, because
whether it's like I don't even say it was like the greatest opening ever, but I'm like, I can't.
Your favorite.
I'm just saying as far as a great opening goes, I would put Terminator 2 up there.
Okay. Yeah,
it's iconic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
What else you got? You got anything else that you had?
Well, it wasn't a movie, so I don't want to say it though. But
doesn't matter. What's it from?
That DCU Online.
Yeah.
DC Universe Online video game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
When you watched, that was badass. Yeah. I was like, for an opening cinematic for a video game, that was legit. So, I mean, I don't know if we're going to put any of these on the website or not, but if you guys are listening, just the DC Universe Online opening.
Voodoo Ranger.
Fucking awesome.
That's awesome. What do you got? Voodoo Ranger, is that beer that Jay got?
Yeah, New Belgium Voodoo
Ranger.
IPA. What is it? It's IPA.
That's cool.
You know, I'm a fan of... is it Elysian Brewing? Is that how you pronounce it? I want to make sure
Elysian.
Elysian.
Elysian or Elysium?
Elysium.
Yeah, I've liked them on Instagram, and they have a winter or like a Christmas beer that's out. I'm anxious to try that.
It's an AB brewery.
Oh, no shit?
Yep.
Oh.
They bought them out, though.
They did.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well.
So, okay, I made a top five because that's what I do.
Okay.
I made a top five. Now, obviously, you guys already knew what my number one was because it was Dark Knight. Because that's how the topic conversation started. I was like...
Oh, you mean where
well, and that was the first one
you mentioned, too, when you asked.
When they're shooting down the
all the guys with the Joker masks.
It's the bank heist. And with them picking him up, and they're already in their clown masks.
Yep.
And
they're picking one off.
And the thing that really sets it apart, I think, was the music. The music starts really low, and you got those shrieks in the music.
Yeah,
you know, going throughout it.
I've got it hooked up. I want to do
this. Well, and here's the thing.
Yeah,
you're having this bank heist with all these guys.
Which
and
a bank heist is awesome.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like a good bank heist, right?
And then they're picking one off
one at a time.
And
it shows you how diabolical and intelligent Joker is.
Yeah, because he hops on the bus at the end of the last one standing,
which makes you disappointed about the fact where the DCU is now in regards to their movies when you had that bar to live up to.
Oh, yeah.
Because their villains are what sell it. And villains are awesome in movies because you want to see the hero win, and you want, but you have to have a villain worthy of it. You have to have a villain worthy of it to make them win. And
until Lex Luthor shows up.
Until Lex Luthor shows up. And Saving Private Ryan was my number two, obviously. But yeah. Going back to everything about that opening scene was awesome.
Oh yeah.
Everything about it, because there's things that happen that you weren't expecting to happen. And you were, okay, and back then you weren't sure about Heath Ledger as a Joker. And he was
perfect. And that sold it.
And that sold it. That was awesome. And he was perfect for it. Everything about that scene.
And at that point, you're like, I will watch anything that he puts out, that Nolan puts out in a Batman movie.
And, okay, so Saving Private Ryan was my number two, but just because of how intense it was.
Yeah.
That was all about intensity. And this is my next one that it might rival my enjoyment. Not saying it's better than Saving Private Ryan, or saying it's better than The Dark Knight.
He's got your shit queued up here.
What you got? Oh, the music in it? Well, don't.
You might want to get it closer to.
And why don't you have it click a few more times in our ears?
I don't know what that is. I'm trying to. Oh, I see what it is. Okay.
Why are you the sound? We have sound guys in your name. You are Sound Guy Steve.
I didn't see here.
Well, yeah, he's giving us the sound of the click.
I'm so detailed. Here's this shit.
But okay, while he's playing with whatever he's playing with. My enjoyment out of it, that set a movie up perfectly that I want. There's the music. Yep, see. But there gets to a point where you hear a long shriek. It's not even a shriek. Yeah. It's not the way to describe it, but it just, that music in that movie is perfect. I love the music.
That shriek you're talking about, you hear that in the teaser trailer for Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen.
Really?
Think you're smart, huh? The guy that hired you's, he'll just do the same to you. Oh, criminals in this town used to believe in things. Honor. Respect. Look at you. What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you...
That voice is like...
Stranger.
Perfect opening. All right, cut that off.
Yeah, because what he... I love that he drives off of the bus and it's a fucking body like...
He thinks he put a fucking grenade in his mouth. He's like, oh, shit.
Oh, God.
So you guys all agree best. I think that's the best opening.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, you could argue that. But
because that's the first thing you think of when you mention that question to us.
I guess it's subjective to everybody. Yeah, there's people that probably hated Batman, you know. Well, they're not my friends, but, you know. But here's one equal to it, I think. In my opinion, what I get enjoyment out of was X-Men 2. With Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler goes on his assassination mission to kill the president.
Okay, hold on a second. Stand up. Okay, now go. All right,
sorry.
We're good.
But, that hurt my ears.
Click.
First of all,
Fuck off!
You didn't need to know anything about the X-Men. You could never have known who an X-Men was, what a mutant is. All you saw was someone with special abilities tearing up special service people.
Secret Service.
And just the bamfing when he disappeared, boom, 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 taking guys out once at a time. You sit in and you watch that, and you're like, okay, this movie's going to be badass from this point out. And it was all the way through. That movie's probably one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Yeah.
X-Men 2 was awesome. There's, in my opinion, there's no weaknesses to that movie. And it started off with a bang with that scene.
Yeah.
And the fact that he came this close to accomplishing his mission, too, that knife just... And they just pan over to it where that knife's laying right next to his head on the desk. Oh. And the thing I enjoyed about it was the fact, ask somebody on the street, you know who Nightcrawler is? They're not going to know who Nightcrawler is, except they're a comic book fan. Nobody knows who that guy was as soon as they saw that.
Yeah, outside the comic book world,
Awesome movie. Awesome opening. So Dark Knight, Saving Private Ryan, X-Men 2, and then my fourth one was Jaws, because it set the tone for that movie. Because of the fact it was so scary, and what happened to her, you never saw the shark.
Yeah.
It was just that girl just swimming out, right? It was calm waters and shit.
Calm waters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yep.
And you got the boyfriend passed out drunk. Or not even a boyfriend, just a random hookup was what it really was. She was a whore. She was a whore that
you got what you deserve, whore! Sorry, that was loud.
You've had a lot of beer. I get it. I understand.
I blacked out. What happened?
But just set... Again, I'm all about setting the tone of a movie. That's what the opening should do. It should set the tone of the movie, and that set the perfect tone of it. Going, okay, you're not going to see it. They're going to save it, and it's still going to be scary. You know, it's perfect amount of scary for it.
One thing I love, and it's not that Michael Bay edits these himself, or to my knowledge, he doesn't. And I'm not going to get on a tangent. I've seen all his Transformers movies, and I don't care. I'm still going to continue to see fucking Transformers 10 when it comes out in theaters. But every time those trailers are released, you're like, oh, this movie's going to be the tits. And then generally you're like, well, I mean, Optimus Prime was cool. But yeah, the movie overall, like, you know.
I'll say this about Transformers movies. The trailers.
They're phenomenal.
They're really good trailers.
Did you see the Last Night trailer?
I mean, I was going to bring this up in a little bit. We can talk trailers.
Yeah, but I mean, but like, I remember during the Super Bowl when I saw like the 30-second teaser for Revenge of the Fallen. I was like, holy fuck. Awesome. And then
what? His trailers overload you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't even talk about like spoiling the movie, but I'm just saying like just like you know, grabbing you like, "Oh, this movie's going to fucking rock."
Sensory overload.
Yeah, but then it's just then you get
he
there
made and
you're
the
like,
rock. He made the rock. Thank you.
It's and like Michael Jackson.
Rock. Say you hate the rock. You can't do it. You can't do it.
It's like Michael Jackson. He made Thriller.
He did make Thriller. He did.
Yeah.
But
he also touched little boys, so
he made Thriller.
But he made Thriller.
So basically, we just correlated that Michael Jackson and Michael Bay, though both kind of evil in a way, they get a little bit of passes. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That kind of rhymed.
I don't know how I did it, but okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got
Michael Jackson and Michael Bay, kind of evil in a way.
Oh. Dropping a freestyle.
That's why he's a sound guy. He can hear stuff. Yeah. He can hear it.
Derailment number 5.
Oh, Mike.
All right, number 5 on the list of the top 5.
Episode 35, Derailment.
And here, I'm going to put it together for you. You're going to see how this happens because Jurassic Park is my number 5.
Okay.
And fuck you, Bobby Carter, for not watching Jurassic Park forever. Fuck you always.
As far as what goes?
He'll never
He's never seen Jurassic Park.
He won't ever watch it. He'll never see it.
I mean, I'll give him a pass for not watching 2 or 3, but how do you not fucking watch Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
And you guys might not enjoy Jurassic Park as much as I do. I hold it in a very high esteem because I loved it the first time I saw it.
T-Rex scene for sound. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. In Jurassic Park 3, if you take T-Rex and a... Was it Spinosaurus?
Oh, the third one?
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. That scene was badass, but I'll tell you what. You get a T-Rex and a Spinosaurus against that fucking T-Rex Velociraptor combo they made in Jurassic World. He would got his ass kicked.
But here, let's go back to... Okay. Sorry. Do you guys remember...
Let alone for the memes that you can get from Jeff Goldblum. That's...
When he's laying back?
Yeah.
When he's laying back? Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Do you guys remember the opening scene to Jurassic Park? Do you guys remember you got the golden voice. Do it.
I'm trying to think when he's like, what does he say? Shoot her? Or shoot her! Or whatever.
Shoot us.
Joe Dusty is going to do the accents.
The opening scene was when they're doing a raptor feeding for the first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the movie, mind you. They're doing the raptor feeding for the first time. And it goes wrong. And all you hear is the sound of the raptor shriek, right?
And all you see of the raptor is a fucking
eyeball. You see that later, I think. I don't know if you see
that. I thought
it
was inside the actual...
cage, I think.
Yeah,
do you see the eyeball?
I think
I don't remember.
An eyeball briefly in the cage.
Yeah.
Because what I want to get at is the fact that you see guy falls down, grabs guy's leg, and it had to be a Mexican. What the fuck? That's so racist in that movie, if you look back at it. But
well, they're in Costa Rica. We'll give them that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a whole lot of whiteys running around, Matt. Yeah. Okay. Jesus.
But anyway,
it was baseball off season. The guys didn't travel down there.
You got the music going. You got the shriek from the raptor.
Yep.
Fall down, grab leg, drags him in. First guy dies, right? Shoot! Trying to grab him back like they're going to fucking grab a person from a dinosaur.
See, I think that's when they saw the eye. They grabbed him and he like looks in the and all of a sudden the eyeball looks at him like,
"I don't
you're
see,
fucked!"
But here's the thing. All you see is the eye. So you got Steven Spielberg with Jaws. You don't see the shark. You got the girl die at the beginning, pulling her under. Same thing, Jurassic Park. You don't see the terror. You don't see what's the villain. All you see is pulling under, pulling away. Sets the tone right away.
I think the same thing happened in Schindler's List.
Fuck
God
you.
Damn it, dude.
Fuck you. Laughing during Save It, Private Ryan and then doing that. Special place in hell for that.
Hey, look at the swastika next to the bar.
Hey, what's that?
You didn't see the swastika, though.
Hey, guys, my arm fell off. Let me pick it up real quick.
Honorable mention for best opening. And this goes back to my next topic that I was going to go to, is openings that you thought the movie was going to be fucking awesome turns out to be dog shit. Well, not dog shit, but just not your favorite. Batman v Superman. The very beginning of that film is really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's when Bruce Wayne is tearing through Metropolis. After he flies over from Gotham and the helicopter lands, He's in this Jeep, flying through Metropolis.
Oh, yeah, the ground view of the battle with Superman and Zod.
Taken off from the last movie.
It set the tone where you thought this was going to be.
Oh, dude.
I saw that.
That was great.
And I was like, this movie's going to be good. I thought this was going to be good. And
it built your hopes up to tear him down.
You keep watching and watching, and then you're like, fuck. This movie was supposed to be so great. They set it up. It was a great opening.
Yep.
So do you now accept that it's not a great movie?
No, I don't, because I like the extended version, and it's still, I got to see Batman and Superman in a movie. I like, is it a dog shit film? No. Is it a great film? No. Is it good enough for me to enjoy? Yes.
I've watched it several times, and I've even just gone to the part where I fast-forwarded where Superman and Batman fight, and then, you know, they go fight Doomsday and shit. So, I'll watch the whole thing.
Should have been better, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Should have been better, yes.
I dog that film all day and all night. I don't make any apologies. Well, I'm like, it sucked. Whatever. But I'll watch it.
Right.
And
I'd watch the TV shows any day before that, but that's besides the point now.
And I'm not going to go on a tangent, but I did buy, I pre-ordered Suicide Squad.
Because
I wanted to see how much, I still think Jared Leto as the Joker.
Sucks.
If he gets to be the main villain in a Batman film, where he's, you know,
please,
the main dude.
Please, God, no.
I think he'll do fine.
No.
I swear to God.
Won't. I will argue against it.
But
I gave him a shot. Here, I went in with, like, because Heath Ledger, we all said, since Heath Ledger killed it, we now know we can't prejudge who's going to play iconic roles. I did not prejudge Jared Leto. Okay. I did not prejudge him. Now that I've seen enough evidence in that movie, God,
you saw 10 minutes.
That's all I needed. That's all
here's the thing,
though.
I agree.
Because
here's
all I needed was 3 minutes in the opening of Dark Knight. Right, we just talked about that. He killed it in those 3 minutes.
Here's the thing, though. How many different people have ridden the Joker over the years? Every single one of them is different.
Yep.
So the way to look at it is this is just a different interpretation of a writer.
I just think, like I said before, he needs more screen time.
So here,
Lex Luthor on the
You could try to sell me on Jared Leto being a good Joker. I could try to sell you on Eisenberg being a good Lex Luthor. Which I think, you can't do it.
Okay, he could have been if they would have done it like
I said, if he would have played his role in Facebook movie, what was it? Facebook
Social
movie?
Network.
Social Network. Thank you.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you were.
I've been doing this all night. This is my. I'm posing.
Now you got it all the way down. That's why I'm saying.
I'm going back.
Let him talk. Fuck. Jesus, are you sound guy Steve or momentum killer Steve?
No, he keeps going down. Like he keeps going like up and down.
You know,
like an
he's
elevator.
Talking in the mic. We're good. We're golden.
I think I've been talking on the mic most part.
You've been doing this is your best episode yet.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Vote of confidence. Because
it wasn't a backhanded compliment. I'm being legit.
Because, like I said, if Eisenberg would have done the role of Lex Luthor just like he did it in Facebook, because I keep calling it Facebook.
Social Network.
Same thing.
He played that role because he knew he was the smartest guy in the room. And that's what Lex Luthor
is. And he was socially awkward.
And he's socially awkward. When you are at a level of intelligence that Zuckerberg is, but I think we'd all agree Zuckerberg's a really intelligent guy. First, he went to Harvard, which you gotta be a smart guy. Either you gotta have a ton of money or you gotta be, you know, intelligent, which he was.
And then you scammed all those other smart kids, so.
Thank you. And he was just dead. He was, one level? He wasn't campy, which Lex Luthor was campy, which we didn't need campy because we got that version in Gene Hackman,
yeah.
We don't need that.
Yeah,
and
Gene Hackman, it worked.
Yeah, he did it.
It worked
he
because
did it right. Yeah.
Because that was the tone. It was a lighter tone. The Superman, what's his name? Donner.
Richard Donner.
Donner's Superman is not campy.
The Christopher Reeves.
It's not a campy version, but it's a lighter film. It has funnier moments.
It had to be a family movie. But it was 78, wasn't it? Or 79 when it got?
It was late 70s. But here's the thing, too. It also came after that Batman TV show, which was campy.
Yes.
And yeah, my dog's weird.
No, sorry. I heard that in my headphones.
Good?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's fine now.
She good to go. Oh, all right, good. All right. So I could argue. I would make the argument that you could get more out of Eisenberg's role if they would let him do it the way it needed to be done as Zuckerberg. Just do Lex Zuckerberg.
That's what they needed. That's
all
on Zack Snyder, the way he directed it and the way it was written.
And that's the thing.
You think Leto's was because of the fact that who directed? What's his name?
No, I don't put it on David Ayer.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, but. You can't have Joker in a movie for like 10 to 12 minutes total and expect I
can't expect him to steal the movie because that's how good of a character the Joker is. The Joker should take over every single scene he's in.
But that's not him. That wasn't his role in that film, though.
It was near impossible. It was near impossible for the Joker to get any more elevated after what Heath Ledger did.
I don't buy that because that's what the Joker is. He's an iconic role. He's an iconic character that in every scene, regardless of if the Joker was in the movie for 5 minutes, that should be the best 5 minutes of that entire movie.
He's trying to copy Jack Nicholson too much in that.
You think so?
Oh,
I don't
God,
think
yeah.
Nicholson
yeah.
at all.
No, the way he's doing laugh, I'm serious. If you put the fucking Jared Leto laugh and the fucking Jack Nicholson.
I thought it was an original. His take on it was original.
His take,
it was different.
No, it's
which it should have been. It should have been.
Yeah,
I didn't want to see a replica. I didn't want to see.
But the thing is, like,
Heath
if you hear
ripoff.
That,
that's I can give you
yeah.
that. I did not want to see that
because we put the last time we did the whatever episode it was. We paid the laugh of him of Jared Leto. It's like that sounds kind of like Jack Nicholson, like right after when he takes the bandages off the first time in Batman. And he's walking up the stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I go, that sounds just like fucking Jack Nicholson did.
I'll give you that one scene, but the rest of the scene is like,
no, but I'm just saying, it's like, I go, that's not original. It's like what fucking Heath Ledger did.
Yep.
It's like, you can't even compare that to anybody. You can't. But that one right there, like, it's like, all I could hear is like, he does that fucking laugh, and all I can see is Jack Nicholson walking up the stairs. It's like, that's not original.
Yep.
It's not.
I'll tell you what, though. I would give Leto another shot. Unless, I don't know. Unless
because you just think about Zuckerberg, the Zuckerberg role, how good that Lex Luthor could be. It could be so good.
And that's why we were all willing to give him a shot.
And then he looks so okay. In the ads that you saw, like in Entertainment Weekly, I remember the picture because you showed it to me. I think you really sent it to me. They had his head shaved.
Yeah.
He looked so dark.
Yeah.
He looked like a menacing villain.
I was like, fuck yeah, this is gonna be awesome.
Because at first I was like, fuck Eisenberg. I didn't
well,
want
yeah,
him because I thought it was Cranston. I thought it was gonna be Bryan Cranston. I was like, he's perfect.
Yeah,
he's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Well, and then the rumor went out there that he was Alexander Luthor, the son of Lex Luthor from the comic book briefly. And so maybe if they would have played it that way, it would have been a little more different, but and then Cranston shows up.
This is distracting.
And Steve
those.
Just totally
derail 7.
Yeah.
He just
and I feel like I
girlfriend.
Need to wipe myself off now after that.
I think Laura's gonna go in the shower and like just cry.
Yeah.
She's gonna go.
Well, if you can wake her up first, she's fucking falling asleep over there.
Did you work a lot today? Did you work today?
Well, being in the presence of greatness has got to be exhausting.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
See? Thank you. Fucking
not you, us, man. Go to the bat. Jesus Christ.
He's going to go in the bat cave and take a piss.
Shut the door, at least.
So those are my top five. Dark Knight, Private Ryan, X-Men 2, Jaws, Jurassic Park. Honorable mention to Batman v Superman, just to point out that it did have a great opening.
It had a great opening,
I have another one I'm going to throw at you, though. And you will appreciate this opening. Jay will not, because you're not into horror movies as much.
There you go.
Fuck Jay.
Fuck him for this. I wonder if this is being picked up at all.
No, it's probably not being picked up.
But Halloween. Carpenter's Halloween, the original Halloween, the opening, when Michael Myers as a 6-year-old kills his sister.
I've seen it.
With the soundtrack. Well,
the
I mean,
reason being, you don't see the 6-year-old. I guess that has a lot to do with the fact that you're hiding your villain. I guess maybe that's what I'm into. I just think it captures your imagination because you didn't think that's what you were going to see that. Because they did it in a POV of the POV was he put the mask on himself. They show the kid picking up the mask. But then the mask is on the camera.
Yep.
And it pans through the entire house. And they go upstairs and you see the stabbing and they show the knife coming down. And it doesn't happen until the very end of the opening scene that they show, hey, he's a 6-year-old kid that looks like any other normal, typical 6-year-old kid. Awesome. Awesome first scene.
Yep.
Yeah.
Captures your imagination in that movie right away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time since I watched it, but I still remember
so
it.
So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
It sticks out.
Yep. That's great directing and shit. And, like, when you mentioned, I'm not going to go on the fucking Eisenberg Luther tangent, but the director has the final say on some of that shit.
You think David Ayer did not have as much say?
I think you liked what Leto was doing, given based the time, the amount of time he was going to be in the movie.
Did anything come out about that? About Ayer didn't get final cut or something like that?
I don't know because they.
It seems like he just doesn't stand up for that movie at all.
But then
he hyped it up like crazy. He was good. He was a good.
Oh yeah,
I thought he sold the film well at Comic Con.
I don't think there was a lot of from what he was saying. He's like there wasn't a lot of studio interference, but.
But then they said there's so much that was cut of Leto's stuff, and they didn't even put it in the director's cut.
And see, a lot, that's why a lot of and that's why a lot of fans are pissed off. You got we put on the trailer. I mean, I'm not saying do it right now, but you watch the trailer later. The way the Joker was utilized in it and the scenes that were used.
He was so prominent in it.
Yeah, there's like the scene with his face being burned. Well, and you hear him going, he says bye bye. That apparently, like, when the helicopter got shot down with that fucking missile or whatever.
Yeah,
I guess part of his face got burned a little bit.
Like in real life, burn.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the trailer, his face is burned. He's like bye bye. He's like bye bye. You see him when he's in the car with him. He and Harley Quinn are running away from Batman. He's in the Lamborghini or whatever the fuck it was. He like punches the ceiling. That was in the trailer, not in the movie. And I wonder when I bought Suicide Squad, I watched the extended cut, which is like 12 more minutes. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to show some more of this shit, and they didn't.
Well, and one of the things Leto complained about was. What he was sold was completely different than what was in the actual movie.
Right.
Regardless of what his role would be?
Right.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, apparently they cut a lot of his stuff out.
But, yeah. But it's fine, Steve, for fuck's sake.
We'll make it work.
Do you work for the studio? This is some studio interference right here.
Shit. So what? You guys have any other ones you want to have a mention to? Best opening scenes?
What I was saying, well, when I mentioned Suicide Squad earlier, mm-hmm. when you watch Batman v Superman, that extended cut, it was like a totally, I don't even know if you want to say different film, but it definitely mm-hmm. added to it. The additional 12 minutes. I mean, I guess I can see why it was cut out, but had they left it in, I mean, it would have been like a runtime of like, I think 2 hours and 15 minutes or something. It didn't take away from it, but it didn't really add to it either. But it was good. It was just more Joker and Harley Quinn, and then just a little more Harley Quinn interacting with some of the other, villains and shit. But it's legit. I gotta say, for being like B, C, and like Z list characters that next to nobody outside of the comic book universe or world would know about. I mean, it's not a bad movie. I think it's.
No, I liked it.
I still think it's. I'm looking forward to the follow up, sequel, whatever. So we'll.
I'm just not as hard on movies like that. I don't bash them. Because
I want them all to succeed.
They're their first try at it. At least they're trying. At least they're giving it a shot. We're seeing something we haven't seen before.
Well,
let them.
That's one thing I'll say about like an ensemble movie that had literally like next to no setup. You're just introducing all these villains that almost nobody, except outside of like Joker and Harley Quinn, and even Harley Quinn might be a stretch for just the average moviegoer. I gotta say, for an ensemble movie, success. I'm slurring my speech. Ahead at the box office, and then just overall, the movie itself is not bad.
Well, and they didn't take the basic formula of the good guy versus bad guy. They take the bad guy versus bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason I think it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was different because of that.
Yeah.
And
so, let's throw it out that way. Where again, I use Batman v Superman as my example of. Great opening scene turns into dog doo-doo. Can you guys come up with any other ones where you were like, okay, this scene's awesome. I'm sold on this movie right from the get-go, and then as the movie kept going on and on, you're like, eh, no, it sucks.
Maybe the first Ghost Rider movie. Because
that thing was dog shit from the get-go.
Well, no, because they set it up where he made the deal with the devil, and it seemed like this could be a really cool movie, and then it was a Nicolas
Jesus
Cage
Christ,
movie.
Jesus Christ, watch fucking Spirit of Vengeance, dude.
It's awful. I won't do it.
I swear to God. You watch that, and you watch the original.
I watch every comic book movie, and I haven't seen that one.
No. Oh, my God. Oh.
All right, I got one.
Terrible.
I got one that I watched, and none of you guys have seen it. I know you haven't seen it. It was on Amazon Prime. And it's called, I want to say it's this one. It's called The Intruders. It was a movie that started off really good. It's home invasion movie. Your buddy.
You talking about the break in?
Is it the break in? Maybe it is the break in. It's either
Intruder. Where he filmed this full movie on his fucking iPhone.
Yes, filmed the movie. Now it opened very interestingly to me because it was a calm movie. They like kind of teasing, going, "Hey, something's not right about this. Something's not right." And this movie goes on and on. It drags.
It was
on.
80 Wait. Minutes.
It dragged on for 80 minutes. I was like, this is an 80-minute movie that made it felt. It felt like a 3-hour movie. And yes, he filmed the entire thing on an iPhone. I swear to God.
It was an iPhone, and then he had some like cameras in his house, like a
security
system.
So you watched
system.
It too? I would never imagine anybody else would have watched that movie. Yeah. Wow.
It kind of took a different turn.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I didn't see this happening at all. It totally went. It's like it's this type of film.
Yeah. And you thought it was gonna be badass. Where you thought there's gonna actually be, you could see people breaking into the house.
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm like, well, shit, for a film.
If there's a
film,
twist to it, and I won't ruin it. If
yeah, I'm not going to ruin it. But
because the twist isn't bad. It's just you're like, ah, fuck, well, I thought this movie was going to be so much better.
No, but it, just, it didn't fit the movie exactly.
Okay. So the like, it's no names, all no names.
Yeah.
Small
literally,
budget.
It was
yeah.
an iPhone he filmed it on, and then other, like security cameras in the house.
Yeah.
That was it. So for what it was, that, I mean, that the
so
production value wasn't bad.
If you got 80 minutes.
But it's going this way.
Know, watch it on the shitter. Like, watch 10 minutes at a time on the shitter, I guess. You could,
sure.
It's one
I mean,
of those
movies. The
movie's
going one way.
You guys
and
ever
then
had those
does...
movies where you watched a movie on the shitter for 10 minutes at a time?
No, I'm usually reading.
Reading, on, okay. Every now and then I'll put a movie on for 10 minutes at a time kind of thing. Just see how it goes.
Right,
but I have another one. I got another
okay.
one. Do you have one, though?
Well, what I was going to... Well, I haven't actually watched it, but the yeah. Eli Roth, Keanu Reeves movie. Where
that's my movie. That's what I'm going to. That's
wait,
what I was going to.
Knock, he has the threesome, and then
knock,
it goes
knock.
Downhill from there. That's
did
all
you
I know.
See the scene? Did you see?
I've seen bits and pieces.
I thought he was married, though.
He was.
This movie is so good all the way up through maybe minute 50. It's a great movie. It's really good. It's a really good movie. I love that movie.
And then minute 50, it turns to
it
shit.
Turns to dog shit, dude.
Oh,
it's
okay.
awful. It does. Yeah. And you're just like,
was it
how's that
50
happen?
Minutes of a threesome and then...
No.
Oh.
No. No. Which, that,
shit.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah. More power to him.
The threesome is...
I would have been impressed then.
The threesome's not...
They don't
the,
actually
the,
show
the pinnacle
it.
Of the movie. And they don't... Yeah, it's nothing. But Keanu Reeves is good in it. Which is, you're like, okay, fuck, Keanu Reeves movie that he's actually good in since The Matrix, you know?
John Wick? And okay, John Wick sorry. Chapter 2 coming out in a couple months? I'm all over that shit. All
right. We could, maybe as a future topic, we'll go through his IMDb page. Of, is Keanu Reeves,
yeah.
is he good
he's
actor?
He's got ups
not?
And downs.
And here's the thing. That's his thing is that his ups are so great, they cancel out all the dog shit that he does. Because, okay, The Matrix, holy fuck, best sci-fi movie probably ever made.
Yeah, but it's not because of his acting.
It doesn't matter. He's the star. It
I know
doesn't
Kung
matter.
Fu.
But it's an awesome line that he delivers
oh, yeah.
perfectly. He delivered the line perfectly.
The Matrix.
It's as Keanu as you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down for future episodes.
The Matrix is, yeah, that's one of the best sci-fi movies, just period.
So, but yeah, Knock Knock is the name of the movie. It's Eli Ross. I don't think he directed it. I don't think he wrote it. I think he just produced it and put his name on it so he can get some recognition. And then you're like, okay, Eli Roth and Keanu Reeves. So you're like, okay, I'm thinking Keanu Reeves in a horror movie. I don't think I've ever seen a Keanu Reeves in a horror movie. Not a movie that's horribly bad, but as in a horror genre movie. But it's really good. It's really good.
Is it really horror, though? Is it more psychological thriller?
Yeah, okay. Psychological right. thriller, I guess is what you go with. Because it's not a...
It's not like slasher
it's not
type
slasher.
Stuff.
It's
yeah.
not a slasher at all.
Because wasn't I think Hostel Part 1 was pretty good, right?
Hostel is torture porn.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah. I thought Hostel was actually decent. Hostel 2
is a great
was,
movie, yeah.
Hostel
a great
2
movie.
Sucked.
Hostel is a great movie because you think that you could be that person. That could happen to you.
Yeah.
That's
it was realistic.
Movie. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, talking of saying it's torture porn, I turned off Saw 7. I turned it off. I was like, this is over the
I
top.
Didn't even make it that far.
Turned it off. I watch all horror movies. I'm into every single horror movie. I give lots of horror movies chances just to see if they're any good. I'm like, guys, this is too
My father-in-law dragged us to the first couple Saw movies.
I like the first couple Saw movies.
Saw 1's got the greatest twist ending out of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put that up. You can argue that being the best one. I mean, horror,
until
yes.
you have Shaq and Dr. Phil in the room together and do
yep.
it.
It's the break-in. It was right here. I wrote it down. Where is it?
Oh, there it is.
Right
yeah.
there.
Okay, yes. The Red Queen and I watched that one. But, yeah, because I did not see that coming. I love when you do not see the ending coming at all.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, totally, I'm like, holy shit.
Okay, here, I got another one. Well, no, it wasn't even a good opening. That's just a bad movie. Never mind. X-Men Apocalypse. That was a bad movie
that
all around.
That was a bad movie all around.
Never mind.
Yeah, I rented that one.
Because
for a minute, you can watch... Digital now, you can own a movie like 2 or 3 weeks before
yeah.
you know it hits Blu-ray and shit. So when I saw it, it was like $14.99. I'm like, I don't know yet.
You want to know the greatest thing about that? Is a lot of times when you buy the digital copy, they'll send you the DVD and it comes with a digital copy. So my friend Brian gives us the digital codes and we get all the
nice. Oh, there you go.
Second digital copy is his.
Yeah, so I mean, I watched it and I'm like, it was definitely a step down from Days of Future Past for sure. But
oh yeah, easily.
But
was
I thought
that.
Good. It's not horribly bad. It's just not good.
See,
no, it's,
for
yeah.
me, it should have been the same way you look at Batman v Superman, and it wasn't. Because
yeah.
I had such...
Yeah.
I was like, Apocalypse is going to be on screen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they can do this wrong, and they completely botched it.
Yeah. So, all right. I think that's all I got for, you know, good openings. I'd have to research more in all regards to my list of movies. But
let's talk recent trailers.
You want to talk trailers?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I got
Guardians of the Galaxy. We got to go with that one.
Yep. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
How awesome was that?
Phenomenal. Really good. But I wouldn't even call it Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I call it Baby Groot.
Yeah.
Is this Baby
Groot? Oh, he stole it. Easily.
But I love when Dave, David Bautista?
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista, when the war was like, I sense you have some like sexual whatever, or she was talking to Star-Lord about Gamora.
Yeah.
And, and he was all like, you got to feel so stupid or so embarrassed right now. He's like, do me. I was cracking up on that one.
They had the first trailer that came out a few months ago, and it looked good, and this just blew it away.
Yep.
And like you said,
there was one
Baby
that came out a while
Groot.
Ago?
Oh, yeah.
It was a teaser trailer, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't
teaser.
See that. Oh, I didn't know
But this blew it out of the water, and it was the whole, do you have duct tape? You're the one with a nuclear bomb in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was
yeah,
a good
show. And the whole thing with Baby Groot.
Oh, that was great. I just watched, sorry, if you want to keep going, I just thought about. I watched
another trailer.
Yeah, I watched Transformers the last night, and I watched War for the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, let's get through the horse shit. Let's get through. Okay,
horse shit.
No, hold on.
If we got Unicron, that is not horse shit. I swear to God, I hope that's Unicron.
You know what? Like you said earlier, every one of Michael Bay's trailers looks amazing.
Well, I know,
and I'm already down on this movie because it's going to be.
Here's
complete horseshit.
I think, didn't you say you like Age of Extinction better than, you like, Age of Extinction wasn't too bad. You said
it's,
that.
It's better than
I said I like Age of Extinction better than 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
But you know what?
I could
go take a turd and be more
because
entertaining.
Because Age
of
Extinction should
movies.
Have been amazing because the trailer ended when Optimus took out Grimlock.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You saw that and everyone was like, sold, right? You thought that was going to be an
Oh,
awesome
I jerked
movie.
Off to that moment.
Close.
I just kept rewinding it and
do not jerk off the dinosaurs. That's not right, especially robot dinosaurs. But I am
T Rex couldn't even grab themselves, so
it doesn't matter.
I'm
grabbing it for
them. The reason why I'm not sold on the next Transformers is because I don't know what the fuck it's about.
I don't know either. It's
because
that's the thing. It's a teaser that hasn't given it away.
I've heard there's Nazis in there. Why are Transformers dealing with Nazis?
It spans it goes to the time of King Arthur. Then it goes to World War II.
You can't tell what's going on in it.
You're not supposed to.
I want
to
know.
A good trailer. It's a teaser.
Yeah, that's my point.
Exactly.
It's not like Batman v Superman that took the whole fucking movie in like three trailers.
Which is true. I'm thinking trailers are horrible now these days because they put too much in it, and there's that fine line of not putting too much in it to spoil it.
This is vague as shit.
That's not true though, because you look at Rogue One, and that trailer got me so excited for the movie. And it hasn't really spoiled anything.
Yeah, but there's like been seven movies before it and shit.
I won't let that happen because Rogue One, you already know what's going on. The story's already told. You know what's going
to
happen in Rogue One. You just don't know the details. You don't know the details. You know the story, though. We don't know the story, what his is. We don't have a clue.
So. Yeah, it's not the best trailer ever. I just like the fact that, like, well, shit, Optimus looks like he's fucking murdering Bumblebee at the end of the trailer. Like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
What did you guys hear about? This might be a spinoff Bumblebee movie.
He is getting his win. 2018, he's getting his spin up.
No, and they're also talking about a Cybertron movie, too.
Cybertron, cool.
Dude, Bumblebee. I would watch a Cybertron. Yeah. Fuck
no
the
Bumblebee.
Humans.
I would if
I'd
they
pay
would
money
do it.
For the robots. Wait. Fuck Mark Wahlberg and his long fucking hair. I don't care how many hot fucking chicks they got in the movie. I'm paying to see the goddamn robots.
And they killed T.J. Miller in the last movie.
Well, yeah. I'll watch robots, like, fuck each other. I don't give a shit about...
Ehrlich Bachman does not get killed. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus.
He does get arrested, though.
He got... Was he
got arrested for his battery.
Oh, he attacked a Uber driver.
He deserved it. Uber. Okay.
Probably.
Have you guys ever done Uber?
I have my own fucking car.
Well.
Have you? You're not doing Uber. You're not done.
No.
Lori has done Uber. Give her a microphone, please.
She doesn't like talking.
All right.
She will talk about Uber.
Scott, my friend Scott,
is he an Uber driver?
He was an Uber driver in D.C. and he's had no problems. So,
Lori, do you like Uber? Do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, but I've only taken it in California, not here.
I did Uber in Chicago.
You didn't get shot?
Awful.
Oh, Chicago also.
Awful.
I did Chicago too.
It's garbage. Uber is garbage because they don't know where the fuck they're going. They're from Chicago.
Well,
Google
here's
Maps.
The thing.
And they don't know where they're going.
You
they
have to rate them to let Uber know.
Oh, I got
who's.
My money back on it. I was like, I'm not paying for this shit. The guy didn't know where he was going.
Yeah, you got to rate them, and
that
usually
awful.
Determines on who they keep.
Well,
and who
it's supposed to be cheaper than a cab. No, it wasn't any cheaper than a cab. It just wasn't.
Did you fear for your life while you were riding in it, though?
No.
Okay, that's the difference between a cab and an Uber.
I was in the back seat.
Like, when I call Uber, I want Macaulay Culkin to pick me up. Like, you saw that video,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I want Macaulay Culkin to pick me up.
So, did you have any fears, though, doing the Uber thing?
No, my cousin, she's from California, so they take it all
the time. They take
it
all the time.
And then she
I had apprehension. Did you guys would you guys have apprehension about doing Uber? Because I was thinking that's a great premise for a horror movie, saying, oh, hey, come pick me up. Oh, you're coming to kill me. That's all it is. Hey, come steal me and kill me.
You heard about Kevin Smith's daughter.
No, I
didn't she called for an Uber, and some guys pulled up and said that they were Uber to pick her up.
Did they have the sticker in the window? They had the U in the window.
Don't remember, but she knew it wasn't like it gives you the driver's name, and they didn't know what the name was that they gave her. So
they're trying to.
She called the cops instantly, and they took off.
That's some scary shit right there.
It is. But Uber puts things in there to let you know who your driver is and. To ask questions.
It's a good thing. Uber's a good thing where at least you open up the competition between cabs because cabs are too expensive.
Yes.
They're way too expensive. But I'm not sold on it yet until it gets a little bit better. I had a bad first experience. And if you have a bad first experience with anything, you're just not sold on it, I guess. But
doing it somewhere that's not a major city, like you wouldn't go to St. Louis and ask for Uber. I'm excited. I don't know. It's just sketchy down there. But any other major city, you know.
I don't know if it's any different here than anywhere else, to be honest with you. If they don't know where they're going, they don't know where they're going. And it's a lot of faith. It's a faith-based thing that you're not going to kill me. At least with the cabs, you know, they're with a company. They got their licenses recorded and all that stuff. Which, although I have heard that getting your Uber license or whatever it is, you have to go through some shit to get your Uber license, like background checks and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's quite a bit you have to go through.
Interesting.
Did anyone watch?
That'd be a good horror movie, I guess, right?
Uber driver. Yeah. I want to film a movie about getting murdered on the fucking
killer movie.
Yes.
By 370
killer. By Uber driver.
I want to do a horror movie on the Katy Trail though. The Katy Trail.
Horror movie about the Katy Trail?
Yep.
Why? You scared of the Katy Trail?
I'm just saying you could totally get killed on the Katy Trail.
Why?
Have you not been on the Katy Trail?
What parts of it are you scared of?
I'm not scared of it. I'm saying, have you been on the Katy Trail?
I scared shit, man.
His movie would be he'd be riding his bike and have a heart attack.
We're already writing the 370 killer movie, dude. What are you talking about?
Well, I want to do a Katy Trail spinoff.
Oh. Ooh. Franchise? Want to go franchise? Universe. We need to make a universe. Are you guys tired of that?
He's like, you know, I'm tired of killing motherfuckers on a bike trail. Let's go to a highway. He's like, boom, I'm the 370 killer.
If you're a serial killer. Okay. Do the good pedestrian thing, or the good Samaritan, good Samaritan thing on the side of the road, or take people out on a bike path like the Katy Trail. Which would you do? Which is easier, do you think, to get away with? Steve's eyes just got so big, he's like, ooh, I like this.
Katy Trail, I think.
More secluded?
Yeah,
so?
Totally.
It depends, though, because if you go in the summer, there's tons of people riding the Katy Trail.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about pulling over.
You
got to
go further out west.
Of course you're not doing good Samaritan during the day when people can see you. You're doing good Samaritan middle of the night, dark.
Yeah, when an exotic dancer's car breaks down. Oh, I'll give you a lift. Do you know what I'm saying?
Candy canes.
Stab her multiple ways.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, what do we do? Sorry. War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, War for the Planet of the Apes, yeah.
I did not watch that. That came out
legit.
Oh,
legit.
Badass movie. Yeah.
Like, Woody Harrelson's in it.
Yeah.
And you can tell the humans and the apes don't like each other in that trailer.
He looked kind of creepy in the picture I saw of him.
He's pretty cool. He's pretty cool in the trailer. I liked it, yeah. Caesar's pretty cool in it again. And it's just... Caesar, what I like about it is, I guess... Because Planet of the apes are the villain.
Yeah.
Right? And this one...
Apes well, it depends on your point
but
of view.
I always fucking...
Apes,
I always root for the fucking
villain.
Apes,
yeah.
though.
Apes are not the villain.
Because I hate people.
And the way you look at it is Caesar... He never wants the war. He's a reluctant warrior. But I think what's going to make this movie good is it explores that theme of when you push somebody too far.
Yeah.
And
I'm
trying to be the good person. I'm trying not to fight, and I have to survive.
Yeah.
It looks like he goes after Woody Harrelson. And like at the very end, you're like, you're done, dude. I'm going to rip your throat out with my ape teeth.
All right, let's,
and they've been hinting towards that in the last few
movies. Let's do this. Let's go around the table on this one. Would you ever fight a chimpanzee? Would you ever fight a monkey? Could you fight among? And I'm not
fuck Harambe.
No, I would.
Would you, how would you fight a monkey? If a monkey came at you, all pissed off because they're, you know how monkeys can go crazy. Like these people that have pet chimps or something in their house, and they go, oh, the chimp bit my face off. I'm like, you deserve that shit for having a chip in your house to begin
there
with.
There was a guy down the street that had a monkey.
Who?
A guy at the end of the street.
No, he did not have a
he
fucking
did.
Monkey.
He would sit on the front
like
porch
like a fucking
with
like
it.
From remember that show, what was it? Friends.
It was like an outbreak monkey.
Outbreak monkey. Take yes. Friends. Yes. Yes. Outbreak monkey. Does that doesn't fucking count. That's like a fucking cat with a really long tail. They're really tiny.
Well, I'll treat a but, fucking chimpanzee like any other thing. If it just if it comes at me,
how would you
unprovoked?
Do, first thing you do, what would you do? Kick or punch? Kick or punch, what's the first move?
Cower in kick. The corner.
Kick. You gotta go kick. Distance. You gotta kick.
Kick, yeah. Punch, then I'm gonna use my teeth and rip its fucking throat out with my teeth.
Would you bite a monkey, really?
Fuck yeah, I'd bite a monkey. I'd bite a man.
What if you get AIDS?
I don't care. I'll bite the fuck out of anybody. I'll shoot you crazy. Mike Tyson.
I'm going reverse outbreak on you.
Yeah, I'll reverse outbreak. Dude, I will go fucking nuts.
Give you some hepatitis.
There's no such thing as a fair fight. I will fucking go.
Do you think there's ever been a species that's been eliminated or extinct because of what a man did to it?
I don't know.
We're doing it right
now.
More
decades.
Wait, these are my what questions you should ask when you're high, but you're not high, and you should not be asking these questions.
Let's see what happens in the next 4 years.
Well, they've already no. I'm not even gonna go fucking political, but it's with the whole the climate change shit that's going over how many species of just fucking I don't know.
Even before that, how many species are going extinct because of like hunting and stuff?
Yeah,
I mean we're not supposed to go to Jimmy John's anymore because that guy hunts.
Oh well,
what I didn't hear about that. What's that all about?
Oh, he's like a big time trophy hunter, and pops up on Facebook like once a week.
Fuck him. I don't care.
Did anyone watch the Mummy preview?
No.
Oh yeah.
I
did not see that coming. I'm like, what the fuck is
I
this?
I didn't see it. I have no appeal for it.
Well, I thought it was Mission Impossible 6.
For it at all. Okay, because here's the thing. I like the fact that they sprinkled in, what's his name for being Dr. Hyde? Or is it Mr. Dr. Jekyll, sorry.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
He was Dr. What's his name that's playing Dr. Jekyll?
Don't know.
Gladiator. He's played Gladiator.
Russell
Crowe. Russell Crowe. I like that they did that. And I like that they're building a universe. And they're basically doing Avengers with the Universal Monster movies. I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. And I have not seen the trailer yet. I just saw bits of the teaser, you know. And I think it's going to be okay. Because at least you're going to get a Tom Cruise movie where
he's running.
He's going to run, which you know he's going to run.
Thank God for that.
If he doesn't book it in this movie, it's not a Tom Cruise movie.
It's going to instantly fail if he doesn't.
But all of his recent movies, he's not phoning it in.
Yeah.
He doesn't phone it in. I think you're going to get a good performance out of him. I don't know about the Mummy character itself. I don't know if I would lead off my universe with the Mummy. Because he's not the... But you don't want to hit a home run with Dracula, right? You don't want to use your big gun. He's the big gun, right? Dracula
well, is. Yeah, but Mummy's been done so recently. And it was decent.
The first one was good.
Yeah.
The first one was good. Yeah, I like that one. So
okay, so the other thing. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Which he's not in
here.
I saw Spider-Man. It's good.
It
was good.
I enjoyed that.
Now, here's the thing. What's your dog doing that? Okay. Anyway. Zendaya?
Yeah.
Zendaya or Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Zendaya?
I think so.
She was in it for 5 seconds, and she was probably the worst thing in it. I didn't like her. I didn't like her for some reason.
I didn't even notice her at first. I had to go back and watch it again
to
find her.
Wasn't she the character that she called them losers?
Yeah.
That was her, right?
Yeah. I didn't even notice her the first time.
Didn't even like her. This is what I take from it. Ned Leeds is his friend, right? He turns into Hobgoblin eventually, right?
Yeah.
He's gunk. If you read Ultimate Spider-Man with Miles Morales, he's an Asian character that's in the Legos.
Yeah.
They're taking Ultimate Spider-Man from Miles Morales and they're forcing it into this movie, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want Miles to get his own movie. I want him to get his own characters and get his own movie, and I don't like that they're stealing from that material.
I can see that, but then at the same time, most of the people that are going to see the movie don't know Miles Morales.
And so
they're trying to work...
Because I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. Spider-Man fan. And the fact that I know this, it bothers me. So you asking me this question, do I love the trailer? Yes, I love it. It's going to be... I think he's great. I think Tom Holland is a great Peter Parker. I don't care about him. I don't care about him as much as Spider-Man as I do as Peter Parker.
And his charisma with Robert Downey Jr. is just amazing.
Yeah. And well, Robert Downey Jr. can he'll be fine. He'll carry the movie.
Oh yeah.
So what was your favorite part about the trailer?
It was the whole Robert Downey Jr. thing.
The hug part. The hug part was awesome.
He's in the limo talking to him, and he starts he hugs him. He's like, "All right, you gotta go.
I'm just opening the door.
You gotta go. All right."
Yeah. And that's just Downey Jr. He owned the scene.
Yeah, that was the part where I thought.
And then also as a
when he's swinging through and he's
Iron Man comes
Iron comes with him. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, Spider-Man Homecoming.
We're talking about Homecoming, yeah.
I watched that too.
So,
yeah, too bad you had to pee.
Here's the part that I enjoyed the most about it.
The trailer didn't wow, Matt.
No.
It didn't wow you, Matt.
It didn't wow me. The more I'm watching it, though, the more exciting. Because here's the thing. Here's a trailer. Remember the Man of Steel trailer?
Yeah.
You know how many times me and you probably watched that trailer?
Oh, I watched it numerous times.
I probably watched that trailer at least 20 times that day that we first saw it. I watched both.
I watched over and over.
Stop
where you had Jor-El, and Jonathan Kett. They narrate the same, you know.
And I watched both versions.
Multiple times.
I didn't do that with this one. That's why I'm like, for a trailer to be as great as I want it to be, I want it to be Man of Steel great.
Yep.
Because, and Man of Steel lived up to the trailer. And mind you, I love Man of Steel. I think Man of Steel is a great movie.
It's a good origin story. I like the take on it.
The trailer was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect trailer.
Because you're like, what the fuck's going to happen?
The Sonic, when he goes Sonic.
Oh, yeah, that was great. The way they end it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, when he's shooting up through there, that is fucking awesome.
He goes Super Sonic, was it three times? It's like.
A little came out. That's all I'm going to say. A little came out. Yeah. And I wasn't even hard.
I changed my pants.
Yeah.
So when you say, did Spider-Man not wow me? No, but there's parts of it I loved, and there's parts of it I didn't love. Like I said, Zendaya didn't like her. She just didn't appeal to me at all, even though she was only in it for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Right? Did you say Aunt Diane?
No, Zendaya.
Zendaya.
But I like the fact that it's in high school. The music was good in it. I liked all the music that was in it. And the part that I really did enjoy was the web wings. A lot of people hate the web wings. They look weird in the comics. They don't play a part in the comics.
No.
What I like about the fact is that it looks like it has a purpose in the movie.
In the comics,
I don't ever see it playing a role. It doesn't have a purpose. In this, it looks like a flight suit.
Yeah.
They got the squirrel flight suits that they do in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It looks like he's using that to glide.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome because he can use that as a weapon, basically, to fight.
Yep.
And then the Vulture's a throwaway villain, to be honest with you. I don't think he's that.
But it's Batman playing the Vulture.
That's what's funny. Well, he's Batman.
Batman to Birdman.
Batman to Birdman, now the Vulture, yeah. Which he's actually pretty menacing, I think, in the little bit that
he looked like it, yeah.
Yeah, but he looks like he's pissed off.
But the suit looks cool. The suit looked really cool. Yeah. I like the suit a lot, so. I'm excited about it. I like the trailer, just not wowed by the trailer.
Marvel's done a good job modernizing characters.
Yeah.
So, like, Falcon is not in the red and white suit with the fake wings and flying. They actually explain how he can fly.
Right, yeah.
And
right.
They're doing the same thing with Vulture here. And I really like that. Rather than some guy with wings.
Right. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Well, I remember going back reading through... Like the death of Superman, just seeing like all the villains, all the like heroes that were going up against Doomsday, and seeing like their costumes they're wearing and shit. I'm like, fuck, this is bad. the story's great.
You know what? You would still love it if you saw Guy Gardner show up with the bull haircut and the vest, Green Lantern outfit.
So I just, if you think about trailers in regards to what you remember as some of your favorite trailers. My favorite trailer of all time is Man of Steel. And it's hard to reach that. And I don't know many trailers that reach that level for me. That's all.
Man.
It was really good. Yeah,
it's tough. It's tough to do.
That's up there.
And it goes back to what we were just discussing earlier. Trailers are difficult now because, and I see it from this standpoint because I've been watching some stuff about the movie industry where a lot of people are not going to the movies anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because it's too expensive. And you can't take your family to take your family of just take a family of four, not let alone.
Oh
family.
Shit!
Take a family of
that's
four.
That's almost 100. Well, that's.
It 12. Depends on when you go.
That's like 50 plus bucks just on the ticket to get in.
Just the tickets to get in. Yeah. And so the people they have, the movie industry has to sell people on going, and so they're like, okay, I gotta make this trailer good. I gotta catch your attention enough to make you want to come because comic book movies, we're all gonna go see every comic book movie, right? They don't have to really sell me on it. I didn't have to watch a trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming to go. Now, Steve, not being a comic book fan, they need to sell you. They have to sell you to go see it. And it looks like, it sounds like they did.
Shit, yeah. I still haven't seen Doctor Strange.
But so the problem being, they have in these trailers, they have to put enough in there to, one, for a person that's not familiar with the material, put enough in there so they understand what they might be going to see, and two, make it good enough to get you to want to go. The problem is they're putting so much in there. They're putting the top stuff in there, and what you're seeing now is all the good stuff in the movie was in the trailer. I didn't need to go see the movie. Because that happened.
Yeah.
Because here's a movie example. Edge of 17. I don't think you guys... It's a girl drama is what it is. It was a comedy. It was a rated R comedy, which you don't see a lot of rated R comedies anymore, to be honest with you. It's except for Hangover, stuff like that.
Yeah.
What made this stand out a little bit was that they were going for a John Hughes rated R movie, which I said, okay, that's interesting to me.
Yeah.
So they put all the funny shit in the trailer. I died at the trailer. Me and Jen watched the trailer. We loved it. We're like, we're going to see this movie comes out. And when it came out, we're like, solid movie. It was in the trailer. Everything else was just it wasn't a bad movie. Again, you're making me sound like it was a bad movie. It's not. It's a good movie, but they put way too much in there, and that's what's wrong with trailers today. They put way too much in there.
And I think they do that more with comedies than anything. They put the funniest parts of the movie in the trailer to get people to come.
They got to come. They got to get you to come.
And then when you get there, it's like, well, I saw it already. Nothing else was funny.
And what drives me crazy is when you see a trailer and that exact scene is not how it is in the movie.
And see, that's
what... Oh, dude.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Civil War. They did that in... Or not... Was it in Civil War? I think it was. It was basically when... it was his delivery in Avengers. It was Robert Downey Jr.'s delivery in Avengers when Captain America goes off on him and goes, hey, what makes you so special? And he does his plans. And then in the movie, he just... blurs it out really fast, but in the trailer though, he made it stick out. That stuck out to me in the movie. It just brush over moment, and that sucked.
That's it for episode 37. We can be found on nerdcast.com. It's nyrdcast.com. We are also on social media. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast. Again, it's nyrdcast. You can also find us on Facebook. Fucking Google it, as Tony says. This week's music is from Foreign Air, and this is their track called Free Animal.
Through the broken sound, you're the only one that can calm me down. My head spins in circles, so I'm dizzy now. All of this time I should have figured it out.